Ada Bell, The Curious Explorer. Written by Anna Roberts. Illustrated by Ree Sanderson. Translated by Clara Criado Escriva. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Lorraine Ansell. Not far from the coast of Wales, surrounded by glistening seas, is an island that can only be visited by boat. It is called the Island of Skomer. There are no roads on La Isla of Skomer, and no cars or buses or trains. It is una isla where the weather changes in the blink of an eye and where dolphins play near the rocky shore. There is only one house on La Isla of Skomer. La Casa was where Ada Bell and her pet Puffin lived. Every evening, Ada and her pet Frailecillo would plan great adventures and read books about faraway lands. Ada's favourite libro was about a bird called a dodo. It was a large bird with short wings and a big hooked bill. Nobody had seen un dodo for hundreds of years, but Ada Bell was a curious explorer, and she was determined to find the bird. Ada's libro said there was an exhibition about El Dodo at a museum in London. She decided it would be the perfect place to start her search. She packed everything she would need into her hot air balloon and waved adios to her frailecillo. Up and away she went, chasing the clouds across the sky in her globo aerostatico. It wasn't long before Ada was flying over the rooftops of London. Far, far below, she could see magnificent bridges crossing a river. There were lots of cars on Los Puentes. From high in the sky, Ada could hear los coches beep their horns as they crossed. Spotting the museum, Ada drifted slowly down to the ground in her globo aerostatico. A taxi stopped next to Ada. "Excuse me," Ada called to the driver of El Taxi. "¿Dónde está el museo?"
"Climb in. It's not far," replied the driver.
At El Museo, Ada looked at los cuadros of El Dodo, and she read that the bird was discovered by sailors from Amsterdam. Ada wanted to find out more. She decided to travel to Amsterdam so she could learn about the sailors who had first seen El Dodo. That evening, as the sun was setting, Ada Bell wrote una postal to her frailecillo.
"Dear frailecillo, está nublado y hace frío in London. There are puentes filled with coches. I took un taxi to el museo. It was wonderful. Tomorrow I'll fly to Amsterdam to discover more about El Dodo. Love, Ada. Kiss, kiss, kiss. The Little Casablanca, Skomer."
Ada set off in her globo aerostatico. It wasn't long before she was flying over Amsterdam. Ada wanted to visit a library to find out where the sailors had travelled and where they had seen El Dodo. So she drifted down to the ground.
"Excuse me, ¿dónde está la biblioteca?" called Ada to the driver of un autobús that stopped beside her.
"It's just along the canal," replied the driver. "Hop on a bicycle, then cycle along El Canal, and you'll see it."
Ada climbed onto
una bicicleta and rode along el canal until she saw la biblioteca. At la biblioteca, she immediately found el libro she was looking for. Her eyes grew wide as she studied an old map in el libro. El mapa showed that the sailors had discovered El Dodo on la isla of Mauritius. Ada decided to go there to see for herself if El Dodo could still be found. That evening, as el sol was setting, Ada wrote una postal to her frailecillo.
Dear frailecillo, hace sol in Amsterdam. I travelled along el canal on una bicicleta to find un libro about El Dodo. Tomorrow I will go to la isla of Mauritius to see for myself if El Dodo still exists. Love, Ada. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
La pequeña Casablanca, Scoma. Several days later, Ada drifted over the Alps in her globo aerostatico on her journey to la isla of Mauritius. Several weeks later, she flew over the Sahara Desert in her globo aerostatico. Ada knew she was getting nearer to la isla where El Dodo had once lived. Ada followed the stars through the night in her globo aerostatico. Then one morning, far below, she saw la isla of Mauritius. As she landed, Ada wondered where El Dodo might be hiding. She quickly wrote una postal to her frailecillo.
Dear frailecillo, I finally arrived on la isla of Mauritius. Hace sol y hace calor. I can't wait to begin my search for El Dodo. I will be home soon. Love, Ada. Kiss, kiss, kiss. La pequeña Casa Blanca, Scoma.
For many days and nights, Ada searched for El Dodo. She found giant tortoises, monkeys and fruit bats. But there was no sign of the bird. Ada walked over the coloured sands, climbed the mountains, and sailed around La Isla in a boat, just to be sure. But even in un barco, she saw no sign of El Dodo. Then one evening, just as Ada was falling asleep, something unexpected happened. Ada caught a glimpse of a bird in the shadows. El pájaro was very large. It had short wings and a big hooked bill. Ada sat very still. Could it really be? Surely not. She rubbed her eyes. When she opened them again, el pájaro was gone. Ada wasn't sure if she had imagined seeing un dodo, but she did know that el pájaro, who meant the most to her, was waiting on la isla of Scoma. It was time to wave adios to la isla of Mauritius and go back home to her frailecillo. Many weeks later, Ada could see her frailecillo standing on the roof of La Pequeña Casablanca, waiting for her to return. Ada told her frailecillo about los coches, el taxi y el museo in London, el autobús, la bicicleta y la biblioteca in Amsterdam, and the days spent searching for El Dodo on la isla of Mauritius in un barco. And just as Ada was drifting off to sleep, she whispered to her frailecillo,
"Tomorrow, let's plan a new adventure, and this time, I think you should come too."
Glossary. Adios. Goodbye.
El autobús. The bus. El barco.
The boat.
La biblioteca.
The library.
La bicicleta.
The bicycle.
Blanca, white, feminine.
Blanco, white, masculine.
El canal.
The canal.
La casa.
The house.
El coche.
The car.
Los coches.
The cars.
Los cuadros.
The paintings.
El dodo.
The dodo.
¿Dónde está?
Where is?
En.
In.
Está nublado.
It's cloudy.
El frailecillo.
The puffin.
El globo aerostático.
The hot air balloon.
Hace calor.
It's hot.
Hace frío.
It's cold.
Hace sol.
It's sunny.
La isla.
The island.
El libro.
The book.
El mapa.
The map.
El museo.
The museum.
El pájaro.
The bird.
Pequeña.
Little, feminine.
La pequeña casa blanca.
The little white house.
Pequeño.
Little.
Masculine. La postal.
The postcard.
El puente.
The bridge.
Los puentes.
The bridges.
El sol.
The sun.
El taxi.
The taxi.
Y. And.
Use your activity book to help you with these activities. Going places. Listen carefully to hear which type of transport travels to each place. Repeat the Spanish out loud, then draw a line between the transport and its destination in your activity book. El autobús goes to el museo. La bicicleta goes to el supermercado. El barco goes to la casa. El taxi goes to la oficina de correos. El coche goes to la biblioteca. El globo aerostático goes to el centro comercial.